I'd like to spend a few minutes talking about the law. It's a fundamental point, isn't it, in this debate about covenant theology and new covenant theology, the law. Now, we all know what we're talking about when we talk about the law, do we? The vast majority of Reformed and Evangelical believers, when they use the phrase the law, mean the Ten Commandments. And they usually give it a name, the moral law. And they talk about the law and the moral law, the Ten Commandments, all in the same breath, and they merely assume that the Bible means that when it talks about the law. But that's quite wrong. That's misinformation. And it muddies the waters terribly. And it confuses the issue and leads many astray. First of all, the moral law is an unbiblical phrase. Now, I don't mean by that that it's not a phrase you find in Scripture. That's obvious. It's not in Scripture. But nor is the idea. The idea that you can take the law and divide it up into three bits, the moral law, the ceremonial law, and the judicial law, is a very clever idea, and it comes from Thomas Aquinas. It was taken on by John Calvin, and the vast majority of believers just assume it to be true. But it's quite unbiblical. Now, the Reformed don't do this. They don't play this game for the fun of it. It's not a game to them at all. It's not a question of semantics. It enables them to throw away two-thirds of the law while they pretend to be maintaining the law. Actually, they're not throwing away two-thirds of the law, ceremonial and judicial, and keeping the moral. The fact is, the moral law, as they call it, the Ten Commandments, that's only 1% or less of the entire law in Scripture. Even counting the repeats for the Ten Commandments only occupy 1% and less, less than 1% of the law. So what they're doing, the Reformed, is throwing away over 99% of the law and yet maintaining that they're talking about the law. And all because of an unscriptural phrase and a gross misunderstanding. Let the Bible speak for itself. When the Bible uses the phrase, the law, it nearly always means the complete range of revelation given through Moses by God to Israel on Mount Sinai. The 613 commandments, all the covenant, all that revelation. Nearly always, I say. When it doesn't mean that, the exceptions, it's usually very obvious in the context. Sometimes the Bible uses the phrase, the law, when it's speaking about the law of Rome, the Roman law, or some other law, some pagan law. But sometimes it means a system or a principle, the law of faith, for example. Sometimes it means the entire range of Scripture, all Scripture. Sometimes the Old Testament. Sometimes the Pentateuch. And so on and so on. It has these different meanings. Now, I could list the Scriptures to indicate this to you, but it would just be a list. You can find them on page 25 to 26 of my book, Christ is All. They're listed there. As I say, the exceptions are usually obvious in the context. Nearly always, the overwhelming majority of uses of the law, the cases, the law means the full range, the entire system of Sinai. The commandments, the 613 commandments, the covenant, all given to Israel through Moses by God on Mount Sinai. If only we could get back to that. If only we could read our Bible and let the Bible speak for itself. The law means that. That full range of revelation on Sinai. It would save a world of trouble. I urge you to do it. As I say, the exceptions are usually obvious by the context. It's not obvious to a Greek reader, an English reader, that the Greek often has no definite article. It's just simply law, because the translators have often put the word "the" in. Actually, they have no need to do it. I suppose they thought they were strengthening Paul. The truth is, though, when Paul talks about law and not the law, he's actually making a stronger case. But this is not absolutely vital for me to make this point, because the point I want to drive home is the law means the entire revelation of Mount Sinai. New Covenant theologians allow Scripture to speak for itself. We do not impose our construct, our systematic covenant theology, on the text of Scripture. We let the law, as it usually means, be the entire range of Scripture, the entire range of revelation through Moses on Mount Sinai. Now, there is one great exception. Prophecies and statements concerning the law of Christ. Jeremiah makes it very clear that that law will not be like the law of Sinai. And that law is a quite different law. But that's another issue. It's a vital issue. But the issue I'm talking about here is, when we're talking about the Old Covenant, do not restrict the law to the moral law or the Ten Commandments. Read it, as it usually is, overwhelmingly is, the full range that God delivered to Israel through Moses on Mount Sinai. New Covenant theology made simple. Seems to me you can sum it up like this. Let the Bible speak for itself. Let it say what it wants to say, mean what it says, and say what it means. That's what a New Covenant man thinks. That's how I read my Bible. Let God be true, and every man